I'm sharing with you one of my short explanations or lengthy definitions of Christian salvation. The way to receive spiritual salvation through Jesus Christ, or for the Spirit of Jesus Christ to save your immortal soul, your ghost, or your spirit from an eternal punishment, is so simple that it can be told in half a minute, but yet so complex that it may require hours of conversation to adequately explain only the most important details of really knowing about the whole plan of this salvation. This salvation can also help us be happier or to more easily cope with our present lives or change our lives. We must pray to the Lord, confess our wrongs, and ask for forgiveness. Salvation is a word that most of us don't use very much. Salvation is a saving, being protected or removed from harms and destruction. If you fall in a hole in the ground and are rescued, the act of the rescue or the person who rescued you is your salvation from that fall or your Savior. It's easy to figure that the term Christian comes from the word Christ, but that man Jesus was the Christ. Christ was not actually his last name. So why do we call him Jesus Christ? Christ is a Greek word meaning anointed. Part of our Holy Bible that tells us about God and Jesus Christ and stuff was originally written in the Greek language. And the word Christ sort of stuck in there when it eventually got translated into English. You'll also hear the word Messiah, which is a Hebrew word that means the anointed one. That word also remained when the older part of our Holy Bible was eventually translated from the ancient Hebrew language. Now, there are different types of anointing, but concerning Jesus Christ, it means that he was appointed by God to be the most high priest and teacher, and the greatest king on earth. In a royal or holy anointing ceremony, a person would usually have a little oil poured on their head, and an announcement would be made that this person is appointed to be the king or whatever. Now, at our friend Jesus's, or the Christ's, anointing ceremony, a Holy Spirit flew down from the sky like a bird, descending on him. The great Almighty God, who was in the sky amongst the clouds, announced to all the people with a very loud voice that Jesus is his son. But Jesus the Christ was actually appointed by God before he was ever born as a human being. Some of those hours of explanation I mentioned are about the history and reasons of these things. The concept of obtaining spiritual salvation through Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, to be rescued and delivered from the bondage of sin and the penalties of God's violated law, is a similar concept to a guiltless parent or a teacher who is also a friend to their children, paying a fine or taking the punishment for all their children's friends who were all involved in some sort of mischief together, but only if those guilty ones love them and have proved it by obeying their guidance. It is less similar in concept to a person being so grateful that a judge has paroled them rather than sentencing them to a prison sentence, that the person will agree to stay away from certain activities, certain places, or certain other people, and will do some sort of community service. However, Jesus Christ, who is the mediator between us human beings and God, whom judges us, cannot be tricked or fooled into thinking we love him and treat other people as he taught us to do, if we do not actually do so. There is also a Holy Spirit that watches us and searches inside our souls and our minds. If we do not act and feel the ways that please our Lord, we will have to pay the fine or take the punishment ourselves. God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost all exist together. They are spiritually or metaphysically bound together, cooperating and agreeing. If you know one of them, you know all three. We also need to learn about the blood sacrifices that were previously expected by God, and why the sins of the world are sin, to better understand the way Jesus Christ allowed himself to be wrongfully accused of crimes against an evil society and thereby executed, when it was in truth that evil society which committed those crimes against God. We need to know a little about the characteristics of God to better understand why these things came to pass. That there was not another course of action, because God had previously decided the punishments for human sins. And God does not change judgments or promises. Our Holy Bible teaches about these things I've mentioned and so much more, that people who do not even believe it find interesting. And these things are worded in various ways to be within the understanding of everyone. The second most important thing it teaches is that we should love one another. And it teaches us how and to what extent to do this with its many stories. The very most important thing to know in regards to this Christian salvation or anything else is also found in several parts of our Holy Bible. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Last of all that I have to say at this time is that going to church or merely claiming to be a Christian, living a particular style of life, or if other people think someone is a Christian, does not make a Christian, as is a popular belief. But even true Christians have some measure of sin in their lives, because this world is so full of sin. And most of the people in this world actually hate Christians or anyone else who truly shows respect for God. Even most of the people who claim to be Christians themselves. The churches are for people to worship the Lord and study God's Word together, to socialize together, and encourage each other as the Lord wants us to do. But everyone does not sit well with every church. It is sometimes best to worship and pray alone and find a different church. But I beg you, please do not insult God or deprive yourself of knowing the Lord only because certain people are not easy to get along with or try to harm you. Having a direct personal relationship with God is more important than socializing with other people who are rude.